News Nation's military analyst joins us now, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Good morning, sir. I want to start by asking you what you think is going on with the thinking about the ground incursion now in Israel in the wake of another hostage release. And is that affecting the plan, do you think? And what is the plan at this point?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. As you mentioned, I'm sure you've been on air, that two more hostages were released yesterday. That's a good thing for their families and certainly a good thing for their hostages, for those two hostages. But now, there's still 220 hostages being held, I'm sure, under some brutal conditions by Hamas. But nonetheless, the ground incursion, the ground invasion is ready to go. I'm certain of that, but it's all a matter of timing now. The timing could be based on making sure they've got as much exquisite intel as they possibly can. They're certainly softening up the battlefield with, as you and I have talked about for days, the pummeling of air power, of targeting Hamas targets such as command and control and intelligence and weapons and storage areas and so forth. But I think you think of with the Israeli ground forces ready to go, this is going to be a lot different fight than we've ever seen. This is going to be urban warfare. Gaza City especially is one of the most urban areas in the world. But secondly, this type of fighting really, really needs and will have from the Israelis a lot of creative thinking, a lot of changes. Think of a quarterback going up to the line of scrimmage and calling an audible based on what he sees in terms of defense. That's what's going to go, I think, down when the invasion starts. But they're waiting for intelligence. They're waiting for other information. They're waiting to pound those targets and soften the Hamas strongholds. They're also doing, they've done some incursions already with several probe incursions to get the best intelligence and also understand what kind of ground they'll be attacking. And so that's all coming together. And then the next thing we talk about, though, there's other things happening in the national security toolkit for Israel. There's diplomatic things going on. There's information war and so forth. There's also concern with Hezbollah up to the north for that second front.
I heard General David Petraeus say you got to do three things if the Israelis go in there. You've got to clear, hold, and then build. And all three of those things are very, very difficult, aren't they?
They're extraordinarily difficult. And Dave Petraeus is a friend and a colleague, obviously. And what he's talking about there is, and by the way, they may not necessarily be iterative. They may be having to take, one after the other or in some simultaneity at some point. But it'll be extraordinarily difficult for the Israeli ground forces to do this because it's not their ground. It's the Hamas ground, point one. Secondly, it will be this is very tough fighting. Urban fighting will be difficult, but here you've got chock-a-block of homes and apartments and so forth on top of one another. And so you've got booby traps, you've got false areas, but they're going to have to go block by block, building by building, room by room, and then if it's underground, obviously, into basements and so forth. And it's all booby-trapped, and there's great threat to the Israeli ground forces going in there and so forth. But to clear all that and then to hold the ground, and then to build back up and to sustain operations. That's we're not talking weeks here. We're talking months with lots of threats to Israeli ground forces.
I'm old enough to remember Vietnam and when we sent military advisors first. And now I'm hearing that again, military advisors from the United States going to Israel. And does that make you nervous at all?
No, it doesn't. In fact, I take great comfort in that. And I would expect the United States to send, not only special operators, but other actors there to help with, providing U.S. is not lead. We're providing support. I don't expect, necessarily U.S. boots on the ground inside of Gaza and so forth. But remember, we've got a number of U.S. hostages there as well, point one. Point two, we're very closely allied with Israel and have been for decades in terms of Vietnam and back in those days. Vietnam, the South Vietnamese especially, weren't necessarily part at the beginning, certainly, of being allied with us. But there are vital national security interests in Israel and certainly in Gaza and certainly in this fight. And so I would expect U.S. special operators to be teaming up with, if you will, in terms of an advise role. And I think that's a good thing, by the way. And the other aspect of this is you've also got offshore now. You've got USS Gerald Ford, the carrier strike group. You've got the Eisenhower coming there in the next few days. You've got other assets at sea. You've got that liaison between you know, U.S. forces in the theater are in place, certainly at sea, but also with a very few number and select number of special operators on the ground there.
Always interesting to get your perspective. News Nation National Security contributor, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great morning.
You too.